Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
On any given day of the last year, 140 women and girls died at the hands of their partner or a close relative, according to the United Nations. This means that every 10 minutes, a woman was killed somewhere in this world. In Europe, 64% of these victims died at the hands of their intimate partners, 58% in the Americas. On the other hand, women in Africa and Asia were more likely to be killed by family members than by partners. To bring attention to this scourge, the 16 days between the observance of the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women on November 25th and Human Rights Day, celebrated on December 10th, are dedicated to campaigning around the world in an effort to raise awareness and mobilize people everywhere and bring about change against gender-based violence. Gender-based violence remains pandemic, with 1 in 3 women worldwide experience intimate partner and or non-partner sexual violence in their lifetime, said Chris Liu, U.S. Representative for UN Management and Reform. Ambassador Liu stressed that the prevention and response to all forms of gender-based violence is a cornerstone of the U.S. commitment to promoting democracy, advancing human rights, and furthering gender equity and equality. Nonetheless, despite the decades-long effort, the dire conditions that women and girls continue to face around the world remain at pandemic levels, said U.S. Permanent Representative to the United Nations, Linda Thomas Greenfield. From Afghanistan to Sudan, Haiti to the Democratic Republic of the Congo, conflict and crises around the world continue to exacerbate pre-existing inequalities that increase the risk of gender-based violence. To address the individual and societal costs of gender-based violence, governments must support interventions that are comprehensive, trauma-informed, and survivor-centered. The voices of survivors are critical in the global effort to end GBV. We must break the stigma against speaking out and offer opportunities for empowerment. 30 years ago, then-Senator Joe Biden wrote the Violence Against Women Act. This law changed the way the United States responds to gender-based violence, as it recognizes that violence against women is a human rights abuse. The United States stands in solidarity with all women and girls, both at home and around the world, said Ambassador Liu. Today we stand together to renew our commitments and redouble our efforts to prevent and respond to gender-based violence in all its forms.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.